time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, I had a wild Saturday. So on Saturday, I'm lounging around the house, watching some TV. Don't feel like going out and getting something to eat, although I'm hungry. So I decide, you know what?
I'm going to call a robot.
But then I didn't. I decided I'm just going to walk to the fridge instead.
Okay.
And unlike a lot of people, I'm leftover guy. I don't mind the leftovers.
I'm with you. I love leftovers.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I love leftovers because of the lightening of the cognitive load. I don't have to think about anything. It's like, right. It's a perfect meal size. Usually it's at least, you know, half or a quarter of what you'd get at a restaurant, which is the proper human meal size anyway.
Yeah. I do think that people like us who try to pump up leftovers.
You and I are people that pump up leftovers.
I don't know if it's true that, hey, you know what? It tastes even better the second day. I don't know about that, but it's still good.
Kind of with you on that. There are some things that seem to taste better every once in a while, and those stand out to you because you're like, man, I swear this tastes even better than the second day. But that'll happen like three times in your life.
Right.
And that happens.
That's the other thing. It always tastes better the second day.
But we just love the whole man bites dog element of it, so we start pumping that up.
I like leftovers because you don't have to think about your next meal, like you said, Gordo. But I don't think leftovers are the greatest thing ever, like the two of you.
I don't think they're the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I think it's the way to not waste food and maybe stretch the dollar
stretch
a little bit.
Stretch your food dollar. Yes, your food dollar.
Mm-hmm. You all have cornered me on multiple occasions saying that you prefer leftovers to a freshly hot-cooked meal.
No, it's stupid.
But you did do not feel like it's some sort of win if you take the meal that you didn't finish the night before and you heat it up the next day. It's like, wow, I got two meals out of that. I got free food.
It almost feels like free food.
I paid $15 for this entree. And
I get to eat it twice.
Really, I only paid $7.50.
Right. I just made $7.50.
Now, what's the cutoff for when's it okay to eat? Is that what you're getting to? Did you eat
some? I'm certainly glad you asked me that. So, I was at the place alone at the time, and I fire off a text to I have a person that handles the refrigerator for me.
You have a refrigerator assistant?
A refrigerator assistant. Yeah. And so I fire off a text. Hey, when was this? And they were. It was chicken quesadillas. This is the chicken quesadillas was the food item in question. Hey, refrigerator assistant, thank you so much for your time spent with me. Will you tell me how old are these chicken quesadillas? Now there's a problem here because the place that we got the chicken quesadillas from was just DoorDashed the night before. Okay. But I wasn't there at the time when this was DoorDashed against my will and fed to multiple people, feeding the multitudes. But it's a place that, is a go-to, several times a month.
Okay.
So I don't get an answer to my text as usual. In a timely fashion, and I have to make an executive decision. I'm going to eat the quesadillas. It's got to be from last night. I don't remember the last time we even got from that place, so it's got to be last night. Somebody in the apartment complex didn't eat all of their chicken quesadillas, and they put them in the fridge. Fine.
Were they being stored in a styrofoam?
They were stored in the to-go container that they came in.
All right.
Like they were DoorDashed in.
Okay.
So I eat them. And just wolf them down. Right? Then finally, right after I finish eating them, I get the text back. Yeah, those are real old.
Oh, no. And it's got chicken in it.
chicken, and there was a little thing of jalapeno ranch that was in there with it that I was dipping the quesadillas in. And I'm like, okay.
How old? Last month?
Oh, about 12 days, I think it was.
Oh, my. This is a norm type of experiment here.
So now I'm faced with this, that now this was from, you know, 10, 12 days ago or something, and I've just consumed these things. So now I'm in a panic because all I can think about is Craig's horror story. I rarely get food poisoning. I think I've only had it once or twice in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad when you get it.
So I know, and so I'm like scared. I have no memory of getting it. All I have is Craig's memory of getting it, which was a horror story that he told for years.
Yes.
So now I'm panicked. Now I'm like, okay, I've got to throw up this food. I can't.
You don't have to.
If I have poison food in me, I need to throw it up, don't I?
You don't know for
maybe,
sure at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, maybe
though.
It'll be fine, like Norm. Maybe it'll just pass through and you'll be
it's
okay.
It's 10 days, though. Doesn't 10 days sound like, oh, that's...
It's been in the fridge.
So I looked it up and it said chicken quesadillas, 3 to 5 days good, if refrigerated properly. Now, I know that I live in a household in which food that eventually goes in the fridge as leftovers will sit out for a few hours before it goes in that fridge. Mm. So I got that working against me, too.
I can't make myself throw up, though.
Well,
I can't either.
I can't stick my finger down my throat when I'm not nauseated at all and throw up. So I panic, get in the vehicle, make a beeline to a drugstore. Hey, do you guys sell Ipecac, which is an emetic from the old days? Remember Ipecac,
yeah.
You know? They used to even do videos like on YouTube.
Never taken it.
Ipecac challenges where a bunch of frat bros sit around and they drink Ipecac and they wait to see who can go the longest without throwing up.
So here you're playing the odds. You've decided to take matters into your own hands.
Very proactive.
Before you started having any symptoms.
No symptoms.
Like that.
Zero
you're
symptoms.
You're going to throw up with zero symptoms.
Yeah, wow. Because you have to understand... And refrigerator assistant person even said, you know, did they tasted fine? I'm sure you're fine. And I'm like, yeah, that would be great. If I had a sense of taste, I would be able to detect if it tasted
that's
fine.
Right. You're still without taste.
Yes, I'm still at 15% on my sense of smell. I don't have a bad food detector.
Anyone else may have taken a whiff of those quesadillas and, went,
and go, oh my gosh, this smells like a garbage dump.
So
but I can't do that.
You had garbage dump quesadillas.
I had landfill quesadillas. and then didn't know what to do afterwards. So I haul ass to the drugstore and trying to get any help. Hey, do you guys have any Ipecac? I need to get it real quick.
Some what?
What's that? Ipecac. Well, I've never heard of that. Is it like Tylenol? No, it's not like Tylenol. It's an emetic.
Hurry.
It's an emetic. Oh, okay, an emetic. I think I know what you're talking about. And then they lead me over to, and they pull down a bottle of Imitrol, which is an anti-nausea medicine. And I'm like, no. That is the exact opposite of what I want right now. And I say I need something that'll make you throw up. And this old woman, I mean, she was like an old woman from East Texas that was trying to help me. Make you throw up. I said, yes, something that'll make you throw up.
I want to throw up.
She goes,
I'm just in the mood
to
do it.
Is this for a kid or is this for an adult?
Look, the quesadillas were 12 days old. I need it now. Me.
And so she didn't know what I was talking about. So I went to another drugstore. They didn't have it either. Went back to the first one because I was like, I think I saw something that may have been on one of those shelves that looked kind of like the old Ipecac bottles. So I talked to the old woman's there again. So I've returned twice looking for this within 10 minutes. And I say, I'm looking for that thing I asked you about again. I thought I told you, I don't think we have that and everything. I go, no, it's just, I just really need it and everything. Okay, well, I don't think we have it. And then so I'm like, I finally give it up the fight. I've gone to two drugstores, back to one of them again. can't find it. I'm doing Google searches on the phone. Ipecac has been discontinued because it gives you massive heart attacks.
Wow.
So I'm looking for other remedies. Activated charcoal. Will that help me? Don't know. So finally, I just give up and I start walking towards the, front, and I'm walking right by the personal aisle. I'm like, you know, while I'm here, might as well get some massage oil and some condoms because I live large like that. So I go up now. I just got some massage oil because I've been wanting to get some to do a massage. Here's one of my fascinations.
Do a massage?
I want to learn how to do massages.
Radio what? Okay, we'll put a placeholder on that. Okay, so then what?
Aren't you ever interested in like the physiology? No. Like how do people do massages and ice? Plus, I think massage therapists, it seems like a lot of bunk to me. What I did some ISO work on this group of muscles it, but... and this. And what I did, I went deep tissue here, but then I went mid-depth here.
Okay. I strongly disagree with that.
Can you really do all this intricate millimeter depth work?
Yes, they do.
Act like they got a fish finder on my skin to get down to a certain muscle. It's like an MRI.
They can feel it.
This is like you being George with carbon dating. They absolutely can do all of that.
I'm not saying they can't help you and they can't work on your pecs or your thighs, but this, you know, what I'm getting here is the one that it's 17 millimeters deep and it's only 2 millimeters wide, and we're just ISOing this one.
Did you throw up or not?
So I get to the front and I check out, and this woman has heard me. It was the old woman who was back at the front because it was only one person working the whole store at the time. And so she just knows that I come in twice looking for something to make an adult throw up, and then I go up there and with sensual massage oil. Like, what kind of afternoon does this guy have planned? An erotic vomiting followed by massaging. So I go home and I just decide I have to wait it out. And I went and I cleaned the toilet. Did anti-back all over the toilet, found a carpet, so I was preparing, I'm going to sit down right beside the toilet and everything and make sure my knees have nice knee pads when I vomit and all this kind of stuff. I had my paper towel roll and everything, didn't get sick.
See?
I went the whole day.
What a waste of time.
And I'm watching that clock past the 4-hour mark. Well, I read online, you can get sick from food poisoning 4 hours to several days after you eat it. Several days.
So I guess we're still in play today.
Morning. I guess so. This was Saturday morning when I ate this. But I haven't been sick since.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Either they hadn't turned, or...
Or I have a goat stomach like Norm.
Yeah, you can handle it.
Well, that's fine.
Maybe all these years of eating whipped cream has somehow lined your intestines, and
my stomach is lined with whipped cream, therefore it's immune to landfill quesadillas.
Yep.
That sentence right there, just I want you to guess whether or not someone has ever said that within the past 24 hours. So that's my adventures in vomiting and not vomiting.
My question is, what were the quesadillas doing in there?
Yeah, right. It's like, didn't this place ever get cleared out?
Right.
But the thing is, you look at it, and it's like it's almost like an art display of leftovers inside there. There's so many containers from so many different restaurants that I have no idea where they're from.
It reminds me of a quote from our old friend Randy Penn, who was a softball teammate of ours in college intramurals, and he went to the plate with a wood bat, and the umpire called him out because wood bats were illegal, and Randy came back to our dugout and said, "My question is, what is it doing here?"